Sechta Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Aleph, 11 lines from the top of Daf Ayin Aleph from Aleph at the new Mishnah. And the Mishnah continues to discuss the dinim of a Ben Sari Meira. And the Mishnah tells us, Gana Mishal Aviv, Va'achl B'Rishus Aviv, that if a Ben Sari Meira steals from his father and eats while he's in Rishus of his father, or Mishal Achirim, Va'achl B'Rishus Achirim, or if this child stole from another person that was not his father and he ate in someone else's Rishus that once again was not his father, even for example, if he stole from Ruvain and he ate in the Rishus of Shimon, and similarly, Mishal Achirim va'achol b'shus aviv, that if he stole money from Ruvain in order to buy meat and yayin, then he ate that meat or he drank that wine in Rishus of his father, Einan Nasa ben Sari Meira, he does not become a ben Sari Meira, at sheyigna Mishal aviv v'yoychal b'shus achirim, until the money that he stole in order to buy the basar and yayin was from his father, and he ate that basar and yayin in someone else's Rishus that was not his father. The Gemara will explain this part of the Mishnah, and Rabbi Yisrael ben Yehuda, and Rabbi Yisrael ben Yehuda says that it's not enough if he steals from his father, but he also has to steal the money from his mother. And before we begin the Gemara, let us point out that the basic point of the Chiyah for Ben Sari Meira is that since we see that he steals money and he then goes and buys basar and yayin and he consumes them, that the Torah is concerned that he will keep on doing this, but the Gemara will explain that he will only continue to do so and he will only become addicted if he has easy access to money and he's also not scared of his parent at the time that he's eating, and therefore it makes it much more comfortable for him to eat. Based on this, the Gemara explains our Mishnah, and when our Mishnah taught us, Ganav Mishal Aviv V'achol B'Shus Aviv, that he would not be considered Ben Sari Meira, the reason is, Avagav D'Shchirich Lei Bayis, that even though it's easy access to money, as he stole from his father and mother, however, L'maisa, since he's in Rishus and in the house of his father, so therefore he's scared of his father, and he's scared that they will find out, and therefore it's not something that he would do often, and he won't get addicted. And as Rashi states, Boyis mispachi ma'aviv shloyavin hilkach loy mamshech. The Gemara continues to explain the next case of a Mishnah, that he's not a Ben Sari Meira if he was gonna mishal achirim v'achol b'shus achirim, as afagav le boyis, as even though he's not scared of his father, as he's eating in someone else's rishus, however, l'shchiach le, it's not so easy for him to access money, and therefore, once again, we're not going to be choshish that he'll become addicted. And as Rashi previously stated, hilkach loy mamshech. The Gemara continues to discuss the third case of a Mishnah, the Koshki Mishal Chirim Va'achol B'Shus Aviv, and certainly the din of Ben Sari Meira doesn't apply if he stole from someone else and then he ate in the Rishus of his father, as in this case we have Tatla Reusa, as L'Shchiach Lei, as he doesn't have easy access to money, as he stole from others, Uboyis, and L'Maisi is eating in the Rishus of his father, and therefore he's scared, and Hilkach Lei Mamshech, and the Gemara continues and explains the next part of the Mishnah that stated, Ein Nasa Ben Sari Meira, Ad Sheyigna Mishal Aviv V'Yechol B'Shus Achirim, and as the Gemara explained, the Shchiach Lei V'Lei Bayis, as in this case, he has two reasons why he will continue, as first of all, he has access to money, as he was able to steal from his father, and number two, he's not scared from his father, since he's not consuming the basar and yayin in his father's rishus, and as Rashi states, Ad Sheyigna Mishal Aviv, the Shchiach Lei Lignav Tamid, V'Ochr B'Shus Achirim, D'Lei Bayis, Shalei Yiro'u Aviv, Huv'Chiyah Gavna Mamshech, and certainly he'll be Mamshech, and he'll become addicted. The Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, that while the Tanakhama stated that one of the requirements for Ben Sari Meira is they stole money from his father, however, that he has to steal money from his father and from his mother, and Agamar is that where would his mother have money from? As Masha Kansi Isha Kanabaila, as we have a cloud that whatever a woman is kind of, that a husband requires, therefore, how would it ever be possible that a Ben Sari Meira would be able to steal both from his father and from his mother? And the Gemara tells us, Amra that we're not referring to stealing money from his father and mother, but we're referring to him stealing from the suda that was prepared for his father and his mother. And since his mother had a right to this food, so it was considered her food, and therefore it's considered that he stole from his father and mother. But the Gemara now is that how can you say that would be the case of Ben Sari Meira, according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Huda, but Va'amr Rab Chana Ba'amilada Amr Rab Huna, that Eino Chayev Achikna Basa Bezel V'Yoichal and Yayim Bezel V'Yishta, that the only way that Ben Sari Meira is Chayev is only if he steals money and he then buys meat cheaper, he buys wine at a discount, and therefore you can't explain that he stole the food directly from a suda that was prepared for his father and mother, as l'maisa he has to steal money. And the Gemara states, Ela'ima mid me suda muchenes la'avu l'imai, that in a chenami, the case of Ben Sari Meira, according to Rabbi Yisrael Rebuda, would be a scenario where the son steals money that was prepared and set aside in order to buy a suda for his father and his mother. And as Rashi states, Shehayim mayis muchana liknes mehem suda la'avu l'imai, Roy, the Kivil Kachtens Damnu, Mishil Imekuinabu, it's considered they stole from his mother, the Iinami, Shaykh Behem Medina, the Baila Chayab Mazenesea. The Gemara continues, Ibay Seymour, and where I could explain the Akhni Law Achav, Omla, Menashe Inla Bailech, Rishuspen, that a Mishnah is talking about a scenario that someone gave a gift to the mother of the Ben Sari Amira, and he specifically made a condition that her husband should not have any Rishus in this gift, and therefore this gift belongs to her. And this would be a case that if Ben Sari Amira steals money from his father, and he steals money that belongs to his mother, that the Ben Sari Amira would be Chayim Misa. And Rashi states, Al Menashe Inla Bailech Rishuspen, the Loy Omla Hachi Zoch Ben Baal, the Loy Odev Mitziasa, as otherwise it would be like a Mitzia, and the din is that her husband would be Kaina. Ayin and Taisis that discusses the second teretz of the Gemara, and he states that this teretz would only work out according to one man da'am and Masechtas Kedushin, Ayin Sham. And Taisis points out that really the Gemara could have said that the husband gave his wife a matana, and certainly in that case the wife has a right to that matana, and it's considered her property. And L'chari, the Gemara could have also said that we're talking about a case where the wife said, Ayin Nezainis Ve'ayin Yaisa, and therefore she had her own money. We continue with the next Mishnah, if his father wants to take him to Bezdin and his mother doesn't want him to take him to Bezdin, or his father doesn't want to take him to Bezdin and his mother wants to, and the chiyuv for Ben Sari Meira only applies if both his father and the mother want him to become Ben Sari Meira and they take him to Bezdin. And Rabbi Huda states, if his mother was not roi to his father, he would not have a din of Ben Sari Meira. And the Gemara will explain this point, and the Gemara begins, "My ain aruya." That what does the sefer of the Mishnah mean when it states, "Rabbi Huda ima imloyei seima ruya la'aviv ain anasa ben sari meira"? And the Gemara states, "Ilei mechayv krisis v'chayv misis bezin." That if you're going to tell me it's talking about a case where the father and mother were not roy to each other, as they were either chayv krisis or chayv misis bezin, and therefore kedusha was not typhus, but safe avu avu nenu v'ime imenenu, that lemaisa it's still his father and still his mother, and the pasuk never uses any lashon ishus, and the pasuk only states einenu shemeya bekol aviv v'kol imai. The pasuk also only says v'safsu by aviv imai v'itziu eisel zikne irai vel shar mekaymai, and there's no mention of ishus. As Rashi states, inema chay v'krisis shoyse imai al aviv bekaris kagayna choyse de la bas kedushin safe aviv imai nenu ha bekral like kos of ishus be imai eitzel aviv. Therefore, the Gemara explains, or Rabbi Huda stated, imloy hoyse imai ruila aviv ein nasa ben sari meira. It's not referring to a din ishus and to a din of kedushin taisin b'hen. Elo b'shavu l'omel kama, that Rabbi Huda is teaching us that the only way that he could be a ben sari meira is if his mother and his father are similar. However, as we will see, that if his father and mother are not similar b'koil b'mar v'koima, then he could not become a ben sari meira. And as the Gemara continues, talin amihachi, and similarly we learned to the brisa, Rabbi Huda imet, Rabbi Huda states, imloy hoyse imai shavu l'aviv b'koil v'mar v'koima ein nasa ben sari. And this is also what our Mishnah meant. And the Gemara continues, my taima, and what is the makar, and what is the reason for this din? As the amakra, as the pasuk ben gei ben sari umira states, ba'amru al zikne irai b'neinu zeh sari umira einenu shemeya b'kaylenu zeyla v'seveya. And since the pasuk states einenu shemeya b'kaylenu, so it must be that they have similar voices. And as Rashi states, chad koil mashma, that's mashma in our voice, midloy kasa b'kaylesenu oy b'kaylenu b'yud. And therefore, we extend this as well, midakol be'in and shavin, and since their voices have to be similar, ma'ar v'koyim v'nam be'in and shavin, therefore their appearance as well as their height have to be the same as well. The Gemara continues, k'man oz l'hadu tanya, that who is the following b'risa going like? As the b'risa states, ben seri meira lehoyov le'osaliyos, that never was and never will be, v'lom menichtav, and why the pasuk tells the dinam of ben seri meira d'reish v'kabal schar, as in this way you could dash in them and you could be m'kabal schar, as Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya teaches us, and this is one of the passages of Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu increased and gave to us in order to increase our schar. And the Gemara states, command that who is this going like? Rabbi Huda. The L'chirit seems to be going like Rabbi Huda, since Rabbi Huda just told us that the Kol Mara and Koyma of the Ben Sari Meir's father and mother have to be exactly the same, so certainly that would be impossible, and therefore the entire din of Ben Sari Meir will never happen. And Ayin Bach and Is Aleph and therefore it would have to be that either the mother has a voice like a man or the father has a voice like a woman, that tzarach lias of imay shavim vim kain oy husaris oy he endless kol hu minasimanim vim kain the efshelias ben sarimaria, and therefore it's impossible that this type of couple would ever have a child. However, the Gemara continues, ibayisema, or I could tell you that Rab Shimon he that this price is going like the sheet of Rab Shimon. The Tanya, as we learned to the brisa on Rab Shimon, v'chim pleisha achol zeh tatima basa v'shasa chasi lugayin italki of imayitzin isil saklay. Do you think it makes sense that a person's father and mother would take him out for skila just because he ate a tatim and basa and drank a half a lug of wine? Lamaisa says, since this is a requirement, as the pasuk states, v'tafsu by av v'imay v'yitziu oisel ziknei irei v'alshar mekaymai, and certainly this would not occur. Therefore, ella loyhayv loyasaliyais v'lam menichtav duresh v'kabel schar, and therefore this brisa could be going like Rav Shimon. However, the Gemara continued on Rabbi Yenison, that Rabbi Yenison stated, ani ra isiv, that I saw ben Sarimaria v'yishafti al kivrei, and I sat on his grave, and Lamaisid Rishayim discussed that Rabbi Yenison was a Kohen, and how could he testify that he sat on the grave of a Ben Sarimaria? Now that the Gemara mentioned the concept of Lehoyev Le'asaliyais, so the Gemara continues on this topic, as Kaman Ozla Hadatanya, that who is this Brisa going like, as the Brisa states, Irin Dachas Lehoyev Le'asaliyais, that an Irin Dachas never occurred and will never happen, V'lominichtava Duresh V'kabal Schar, and the Gemara states, Kaman Karabaleza, that is going like Rabaleza, the Tanya, as we learned to the Brisa, Rabaleza Imer, Kol Irshishba, Fil Mezuza Achas, In Nasas Irin Dachas, that if a city has even one mezuzah on one house, then it can't be made into an Irin Dachas. And my time, and what is the reason? Amakra, as the pasuk ben Geir Irin Dachas states, that's called Shlora Tikbites al Teich Rechava v'Sirafta Beish, v'Kivin the Ikum Mezuzah lo Yesha. And since there's a mezuzah on one of the doorposts, so it's not possible to be Mekayim v'Sirafta Beish. Dichsiv, as the pasuk tells us, you should burn Avodah Zarah. And then the pasuk states, Lisasim Kein LaHashem Alekechem, that you shouldn't burn and you shouldn't destroy anything with Hashem's name, and therefore certainly you can't destroy a mezuzah. And as Rashi states, V'Kolshkin Echa Mirchamashim Oisefim Mikol Anavim Shaskaris Hashem Ksuvisham V'Loy Karin Beis Kol Shlola V'Sirafta. Once again, the Gemara tells us, Amar Rabbi Yenison Ani Reisia, that I saw an Irin Dachas B'Yishavti Al Tila, and I sat on its ruins. And the Gemara continues, Kemat Ozel Hadatanya, that who is the following Brisa going like? As the Brisa teaches, Bais Hamenuga Loyhoyev Loyasalias V'Lam Menicht Duresh V'Kabel Schar, that the concept of a house having tsuras never occurred and will never occur, and why did the Torah mention it is Dresh V'Kabel Schar. And Gemara states, Kaman K'Rabbeleza Rab Shimon, that this is going like Rabbeleza Rab Shimon, based on his Shita, it would be impossible to have a Nega that would be Tomei at the Tnan, as we learned in the Mishnah Masechet Zagoyim, Rabbeleza Rab Shimon Oimer, La'ilam Ina Bayis Tomei at Shiyura K'shtei Grisin Ashtei Avonim B'shtei K'solim B'Karen Zoviz, that the only way that a house will become Tomei is if the Kohen sees tsuras and it's the size of two small beans, or as we say, two small dimes, and the tsuras is on two stones and on two perpendicular walls, and it's right at its corner. Archoy, and the length of the tsuras, k'shnei grisin, is like two small beans, v'rochbe k'gris, and its width is like one bean, and l'maisa would be impossible to find such a piece of tsuras. Therefore, when the Brisa states, b'yis ha'menuga lo'hoyev le'asad li'ayis, that's going like the shita Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, and the Gemara continues, my time with Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, that what is the makar for this din of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon? And the Gemara will bring the pasuk in Pashat Hazriya that states, v'ras ha'nega v'hine ha'nega b'kirei sabayish, then the end of the pasuk states, umarei and shuffle min akir, and therefore our Gemara states, k'siv kir, that the end of the pasuk says kir, v'ksiv kirais, but the beginning of the pasuk mentions two walls, and it seems to be a stereo in the pasuk, and it must be that we're talking about one wall that is similar to two walls, as ezil kir, shehu k'kirais, havi'imazek karen zavis, and therefore it must be that this nega was found at a corner, and therefore it's on two separate walls, but it's really one extended nega. And Ayin Rashi Dibil Maskel Gris Zeshir Negoyim, how do we know that it was Shtei Grisin on two Avonim, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk tells us, the Chaltzu as Avonim, that you remove the stones, and therefore Tati Mashma, that's Mashma, there were two stones, Uvichol Achas Shir Nega, and on each one there was a Shir of Nega. And Rashi states, Bekeren Zavis, Va'oysen Shtei Avonim, you, Bekeren Zavis, Echo Bekeisel Zeh, Be'echo Bekeisel Zeh, Va'nega Moshech B'shtein, Archoi Be'ez Grisin, V'ruch Be'kegris, Shehei Bechol Even, Kegris Al Gris, and therefore on each stone, there'll be a shear of one nega, which is a shear of a square gris. The Gemara continues that although we just stated that according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, there was never such a thing as a nega of a bias, however, Tanya, we learned to the Braisa, Amar Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadik, Mokom Hoye B'tchum Aza, that there's a place in Tchum Aza, Vayikurin Eisei, Chuvus Sagirta, that it was the ruins of a place where there was a nega, and they took all the stones of that house and they threw it in this area. As Rashi states, Chuv Mitzera, and Rashi states Shneisim Misham Bayis Hamenuga. Gemara continues Amar Rav Shimon Ishkva Akoi Pam Achas Halachti LeGolol. That one time I went to Golol V'Isi Makim Shimon Tzayin Isai V'Amru Avonim Menugayis Pinu L'Sham, and there was a place where it was marked off, and they said that the reason why this area is marked off is because the stones from a house that had a negar were cleared into this area, and they would be metame ba'oil, and therefore they had to be marked just like a kever. Rashi states, "Mitzayin say shleya ilu alav the even menugas metame ba'oil the material hokel shumeis," as the pasuk states, "Benegay Miriam al nas he kemeis." And we continue with the new mishnah that discusses further dinim regarding the din of ben tzayir meira, as the mishnah teaches us, "Hoya echem hem gidem oy chigar oy ilam oy sum oy cheresh ein enasa ben tzayir meira." If one of the parents had their hand amputated, or they were lame, or they were mute, or they were blind, or they were deaf, then he would not have a din of Ben Tzayir Meira. And the Mishnah continued with the Makarish Shineman, as the Pasuk B'negei Ben Tzayir Meira states, V'safsu by Av Imai, and therefore they have to grant about him, V'loi Gidman, and therefore they can't be amputees, V'yitziu Eisai, and the Pasuk states that they will take him out, V'loi Chigrin, and they have to walk him out, and they can't be lame. And the Pasuk states, V'amru al Zikne Irai, B'neinu Zeh Tzayir Meira, V'loi Ilman, and therefore we learn out that he can't be mute, B'neinu Zeh, and since they said that this is our child, so V'loi Suma, it must be that they see him. As we know, the Lashon Zeh generally means that someone points to someone that they could see, and therefore they can't be blind. And as Rashi states, B'neinu Zeh, Mashma Shuroin Eisai, and then the Pasuk states, Einenu Shemeh B'Kaylenu V'loi Charoshin, and as Rashi points out, Einen Yoidin M'Kibol Devarim M'Lav, that if they are deaf, then they don't know if he was M'Kabol that Techocho or not, as Shem Amalahem, Einen M'Kabol, Einen Shemen Loi, as if he says, I'm not M'Kabol your words. So if they are deaf, they wouldn't be able to hear him. And Rashi states, V'afapi shuroyin she'im mekayim mitzvasan, and even though they see, they is not listening to them. Miu einenu shemei b'kaylenu ksev ve'ikol lafuche b'schusei l'midrash b'shasa kol ka'amri d'lo shama. And we could potentially say that the Ben Tzayir Meira never heard his parents, and that's why he didn't listen to them. D'hai kroy seiruhu kulei, as these psukim are all extra k'da'amr b'gemara. Before we continue with the Mishnah, let's point out that the first time they does these things, so his parents have to warn him, then the Ben Tzayir Meira would be chayiv malchus, and if he does it again, then he would be chayiv skila, and therefore Mishnah teaches us masun boi b'fnei shloisha u'malkin eisai, and Rashi explains masun boi, that the reason why the father and mother have to warn him is lab mishum asra gemura. This is not based on the regular din of asra, shara veirish she'in leken ela basra to asra's edim boi, as certainly asra requires edim, and his parents can't be edim, v'oyidzu safek asrahu, im oivuhu im lav, and over here it's a safek asra, if he'll be oivah on their words or not, shloim miyab b'fneim o'oivah, as certainly we stated before, that he doesn't eat meat, that he doesn't drink the wine in front of them, and he has to go in someone else's property, ela b'seisa, ula achizmanu oisa, ela mechichra oisai, but they give him musa, the be'ina v'yisru oisai, shloim yagel, as they have to give him musa, they shouldn't continue in his bad ways, v'im loishama, malkan oisai v'bezin, and if he doesn't listen to their warning, then they would give him malkas in bezin, and v'yal flaw, m'v'yisru oisai, and l'maisa, the Gemara will explain what our Mishnah meant when it stated, masum by v'fnei shleisha u'malkan oisai, and the Gemara continues, chazav v'kilkal, that if he does this another time, after he received malkas, nidim b'esav v'shleisha, then we will get together a bezin of esav v'shleisha, and they would decide if he's a ben tzayir meira, v'yiniskal ashiyesham shleisha rishaynim, and the only way that he would be chayiv skila is only if the first three that were there when he received malkas are also there at the time that they paskin they is chayiv skila. Shinema, as the pasuk states, b'neinu zeh tzayir meira, the mashmois is zehu shalaka b'fneichem, this is the same child that already received malkas in front of you. Our Gemara begins, shemas mina b'ina k'ra k'dechsiv, that l'chir, can we bring a raya from our Mishnah that we require to actually follow a pasuk exactly as it's written? And as Rashi states, v'siyata d'shmuel b'perek nigmar din, and this would be a raya to Shmuel that we had in perek nigmar din on memhein or beis. However, the Gemara responds that's not necessarily a raya, as shani hachar, and we continue on daf ayin alvam beis, the kulik k'ra yaseru, as the entire pasuk is extra, and therefore we dash it in this way. And Rashi states, the matzil mikhtav v'yitzesim isay el shar irahu sekaltem, and therefore the remainder of the psukim are extra. And the Gemara continues, umasim v'fnei shleisha, and his father and mother warn him in front of three. And the Gemara asks, lomali, why do we need three? Betray sagya, all they should need is two people, as all we require are to aid him. And on Abaya hachi kama, and Abaya states, the inachanami, the Mishnah means as follows, masim b'y v'fnei shleisha, that his father and mother warn him in front of two aid him, umalkanesim b'fnei shleisha, then if he doesn't listen and he goes and eats basar and he drinks wine, then they would give him malchus in front of three dayanim. And as Rashi says, that the parents alone cannot be the edim, as be'inam edim sheichichu v'avar she'in av v'imay nemanu lo lahagay d'chsev al pishnayim edim yumas hames n'malkin oisim b'fnei gimel klayma yaviyu b'fnei gimel dayanim v'adayanim yichayvu malchus v'yolkuhu shliach pezin k'shar leikin the malchus b'fnei gimel. And as we learned, that malchus is given in front of three dayanim. The Gemara continues that we know that Ben Sari Meir is chayiv skila, but where do we know that a Ben Sari Meir receives malchus? And the Gemara asks, malchus Ben Sari Meir heichak siva? And the Gemara states, kider avo, the amr avo, lemadnu v'yisru 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 ben u'ben mi'bin, as the pasuk states, v'hayim bin akleisa rasha. And before we see Rashi to understand the exact limud, let us point out that the pasuk b'digei amaisi shemra states, v'lachu ziknei irhi asa ish v'yisru aisai, and we see the lashon of v'yisru aisai, and then b'digei Ben Sari Meir, the pasuk states, ki yila ish Ben Sari Meir, and then u'shemeh b'kail avu v'kal imai, v'yisru aisai v'le yishma lehem. And once again, we see the lashon v'yisru, and in this pasuk, we see the lashon ben, as the pasuk states, Ben Sari Meir. And meanwhile, the pasuk b'digei amaka states, v'hayim bin akaisa rasha, v'apilu ha-shefet, v'kao lefanav, k'dei rishasa b'mispar. And as Rashi says, k'dravo, b'ksubis, gavim meitzi shemra, minolon l'laki, d'chsiv, v'lachu zikne ira, se ish v'yisru aisai, l'madna v'yisru, the meitzi shemra, mi v'yisru aisai, the Ben Sari Meir. And we learned the din of meitzi shemra from the din of Ben Sari Meir. How do we know that Ben Sari Meir is chayim malchus? As v'ahu v'yisru, the Ben Sari Meir, l'madnu v'ben, d'chsiv sham im ben, v'ahu ben, l'madnu v'ben, as the pasuk b'digei malchus states, v'hayim bin ha-kaisa rasha. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, chazav v'kilkel, nidim b'chav gimol. The Mishnah then states, v'ein niskol, ad shiyu sham shleisha rishonim, shenema b'neinu zeh, zehu shalaka b'fneim. Before we begin the next Gemara, let us remember that in our Mishnah itself, the Mishnah told us that if either the father or mother of the Ben Sari Meir are blind, then the din of Ben Sari Meir doesn't apply. And the Mishnah actually told us that we learned it based on the fact that the pasuk states b'neinu zeh, and we learned v'lay sumin. Therefore, the Gemara asked that how can you learn that the original three dayanim have to be in Bezdin at the time that they paskin that the Ben Sari Meir is chayim misa from the lashon of b'neinu zeh? If l'maisa hay mebayle zeh v'lay sumin, that we already need the word zeh to teach us that the parents can't be blind. And the Gemara answers that in the Chanami we could learn both limudim from these words, as im kein lichta b'neinuhu, as if we only wanted to learn this last ten of the Mishnah, then the Mishnah could have just stated b'neinuhu, that this is the same child that we originally brought to Bezdin, mayim b'neinu zeh, and why does the pasuk state b'neinu zeh shema minotati? As Rashi states, im kein l'hach milsel l'chuda asa v'loy l'mute sumin lichta b'neinuhu sayru umera u'mashma hu shalaka b'fneichem u'minichsiv zeh. So we learn shemarim b'etzpoyalav v'loy sumin, and therefore we learn that neither the father or mother can be blind. And we continue with the new Mishnah that once again continues to discuss the dinim of Ben Sari Meir. And let's keep in mind that we previously learned that the only time that the chiyuv of Ben Sari Meir applies is from the point that the Ben Sari Meir was hevi shtei sayres until the point of hikav zaken atachtoin. And therefore our Mishnah tells us baruch atchalei nigma dinai, that if the Ben Sari Meir runs away prior to the gmar din ve'achach hikav zaken atachtoin, and then prior to him having a gmar din, his zaken atachtoin grows in, and therefore he is no longer in the category of possibly becoming a Ben Sari Meir. So Pata, then even though he did this maisim during the period of time between the time that he was Hevi Shtei Sayres and when it was Hikav Zaken HaTachtoin, but the maisim, since it was not yet a Gemar Din, therefore he would be Pata. And as Rashi states, that he's Pata, the Suloi Daninle, Kivin Deilu Avat Hashta, La Bak Talu. However, the Mishnah continues and teaches us, the Imishin Nigma Dina Baruch, but if there was actually a Gemar Din, that he's a Ben Sari Meir and he's Chayav Skila, and then he ran away, and before they could give him this einish, and before they could give him skila, it was hikav zaken atachtoin, then chayiv, then he would still be chayiv skila. And as Rashi states, mishask madin havi kegaver ketela v'shuv ein lanu l'chapis b'schusai ulatzilai. And before we begin the Gemara, let us remember that at any time that a benoich is chayiv misa, then misa will always be sayif. However, let's remember that we learned from Tandrei Menasha that kol misa murul b'nei noyach ein elachenek. Our Gemara begins, Amar b'chanina ben noyach shabirchas Hashem v'achach nizgayir pata, that the ben noyach was oivam be mekala kadosh baruch hu, and certainly be mevarchas Hashem is one of the zayim mitzvahs b'nei noyach, and therefore he should be chayiv sayif, but the maisa since he became a ger, so therefore he'd be pata. And Rabbi Chanina explains, hoil v'nishtana dinay v'nishtana misasai, that the reason is because there were two things that changed. Number one, his dinim changed as a benayach could be killed, even if there's only an eid echad, and even if there's no hasra, and even with one dayan. However, as Rashi states, ve'ilu arvet hashda, but if he would actually be mevarach as Hashem as a full-fledged Jew, then be'in hasra v'sanhedrin shel chav gimel ve'edim. And number two is nishtana misasai, as we stated beforehand, that benayach would be chayiv sayif, and meanwhile, as a full-fledged Yisrael, he would be chayiv skila, which is a much stronger misa. Therefore, as Rashi states, ve'ilu arvet hashda ba'ilu medayna b'skila, v'hu lo yechayiv b'hamisa, and l'maisa he wasn't chayiv such a strong misa, hilkach potter, and therefore he'll be potter l'gamri. The Gemara will now continue, and first trying to bring a raya to this dinner of Chanina, and then we'll ask a question, and then we'll once again try to bring a raya to this dinner of Chanina. And the Gemara first starts off, name Misayele, let us try to bring a raya to the dinner of Chanina from our Mishnah. As our Mishnah stated, Baruch Hachle Nigba Dinai, V'achin Hikav Zakar HaTachtoin Potter, if a Ben Sarah Meir ran away before his Gemara Din, and then it was Hikav Zakar HaTachtoin, then it'll be Potter. And my timer, and what is the reason? La Mishnah Daminan, Hal Vishtani Ishtani, and it must be because we say that since he changed, as prior to this point, he would have been chayiv as a ben sarah meira, and now at this point, he could not be chayiv as a ben sarah meira because it was hikav zakar hatachtoin. Therefore, we can't be mechayiv misa, and the same should apply b'negei ben noyach, that since at this point, he's nishtana, so therefore he should be potter. However, the Gemara states that it's not a raya, as lo yishani hacha di ovet hashtar la baktalu, that you can't bring me a raya from the case of ben sarah meira. L'maisa, since the ben sarah meira ran away before the Gemara Din, and at this point, it's already hikav zakar hatachtoin. So at this point, if the ben sarah meira would do what he previously did, he would be patur l'gamri, and therefore we can't be mechayiv him. However, b'negei ben noyach, if he would actually do what he previously did, and he would curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he would be chayiv, and therefore potentially we should still say that he should be chayiv, even though he was nishtana. And as Rashi states, v'dadninalei b'dinin dehashta, and we would judge him based on his current status. And for example, if as a ben noyach he had asra and he had two edim, then bezdin of chav gimel could now paskin that he should be chayiv skila. And the Gemara continues, Toshma, let us bring a raya against his dinner of Chanina. As the Seif of our Mishnah stated, in Mishnigma Dina Barach, the Akach Hikav Zakan HaTachtoin Chayiv, that if there was a Gemara Din, that the Ben Sarah Meir is Chayiv Skila, and then the Ben Sarah Meir ran away, and it was Hikav Zakan HaTachtoin, then the Ben Sarah Meir would still be Chayiv Skila. And we see that even though he was Nishtana, that he still would be Chayiv. And Lachar, we should say the same, but the Ger, that was Nishtana and became Yisrael, that even though he's now Yisrael, that he should still be Chayiv and not like Rab Chanina. And the Gemara responds, that's not a Raya, as Nigbar Dina Kamrit, you're talking about a case of Ben Sarah Meira that already had a Gemara Din, that is Chayiv Skila, Nigbar Dina, Gavra Katelahu, that's certainly be the Ger case of Nigbar Dina, that he's already Gavra Katelah, and therefore certainly he's going to be Chayiv. And similarly, even Rab Chanina would agree that if there was a Psak and a Gemara Din on a Ben Noyach, that is Chayiv Misa, and then he went to the Mikvah and he became Yisrael, that certainly he would still be Chayiv Misa. The Gemara now continues, Toshma, let us bring a raya from a brisa against this din of Rab Chanina. As the brisa teaches, Ben Noyach shehikas chaveray ubal eishas chaveray v'nis gaya potter, that if Ben Noyach killed his friend that's a goy, or he was mezana with the wife of his friend who is a goy, and then he became a ger, then he'd be potter. However, also came Yisrael v'nis gaya chayiv, if Ben Noyach killed the Yisrael while he was a goy, or he was mezana with an eishas Yisrael while he was a goy, and then he was mezgaya, then he would still be chayiv. And the Gemara is the lechayer according to Rav Chista, the Amai, how could it be that the ger would be chayiv? Neima hoil v'shtani yishtani, if lechayer would just say that now that he changed from being a ben noyach and he's now Yisrael, so therefore the fear of Chanina, he should be potter. And how could the Brisa say that he would be chayiv misa? And the Gemara responds, dinu misasa binan, that even though Rav Chanina stated that a ben noyach that became a ger would be potter, but that was only in a case where his din changed as well as his misa. However, b'hai, in our case, dinu yishtani misasi lo yishtani, while his din actually changed, but misa did not change. And Rashi explains, v'afagav nishtana dinu lodin be'ida ve'idin v'asra, as even though at this point he's a full-fledged Jew and he became a ger, so therefore his dinim would be with 23 dayanim as well as edin v'asra, he have ovid hashta, if he would have done it while he was Yisrael, misasi lo yishtani, the maises chiyu misa did not change, as Rashi states, to reitzeach nami hashta b'sayif, as this price is talking about a case where while he was a ben noyach, he killed a Jew. If he would have stayed a ben noyach, then as we previously stated, the standard misa for a ben noyach is sayif. L'maisa, the same din applies to Yisrael, and if Yisrael kills another Yisrael, then the chayiv sayif, and therefore even Rab Chanina would agree that in this case, this ben noyach would be chayiv misa. However, the Gemara continues, continues and states, Bishlem Ritzach, that Bishlem in the case where a Benayach kills a Jew, may curse Sayef, a Hashar Sayef. Previously, as a Benayach, he would have been Chayiv Sayef, and now as Israel, he's also going to be Chayiv Sayef, and therefore it wasn't Ishtani Misasai, El Eshishish, may curse Sayef, a Hashar Chenek, but a Maisa Benegated Din of Eshishish. Now that he is Israel, it is not only Nishtana Dinoi, but it's also Nishtana Misasai. And as we know, if Benayach is Mizana with an Eshishish, that's Israel, then the standard Misa for Ben Noach is Sayef. However, now that he became a Ger, so if a Yisrael is Mizana with an Eish Ish, that's Yisrael, then certainly the Chayev Chenek and not Sayef, and therefore it's not only Nishtana Dinoi, but it's also Nishtana Misasai. And how could it be that the Brisa would say that this Ger would still be Chayev if Lechayev, according to Rabbi Chanina, the Ger should be Potter? And the Gemara answers, Benayim Rasa, the Edi Beskila, the Inachanami, when the Brisa states that this Ben Noach that became a Ger would be Chayev Misa, that's referring to a case where he was Mizana with the Israelis, that was a Naim Rasa. And as Rashi explains, that Ben Noach that's Mizana with a Naim Rasa, that even if he's not Miskaya, neither Miskila, he would still be judged with Skila, Karaminu Nami Beperkin Le'el. And as we learned at Afnun Zayin Rebeis, Baal Ervas Yisrael, She'in Lehem Le Ben Noach, neither Medina Yisrael, that if a Goy is Mizana with one of the Avarais of Yisrael, where that din doesn't apply to Ben Noach, then his dinim follow Dina Yisrael, Vokimna Ben Naim Rasa, that'll do less. And the Gemara explained that is specifically talking about a case of Naim Rasa, as a Goy doesn't have the Pasha of Naim Rasa because there is no such thing as Irisin by Goyim. Therefore, this would be a case where although it's Nishtana Dinoi, now that he became a Ger, but even though he became a Ger, it's not Nishtana Misasai, as previously as a Ben Noach that was Mizana with Naim Rasa, he would be Chayiv Skila, and now that he's Yisrael, if he would be Mizana with Naim Rasa, he would also be Chayiv Skila, and that's why the Brisa states Chayiv, and you can't bring me a raya from this brisa against the din of Rav Chanina. However, the Gemara now is that how can you explain that the brisa is talking about a case where the Ben Noach was Mizana with the Naim Rasa, and that's why he'd be Chayiv, but the Maisa, the Lashon of the brisa was, also came be Yisrael in his Gaya Chayiv, and Smashma, we had a similar din in a case where he was Mizana with another Goy. Certainly, as we stated, there is no such case of a Goy being Mizana with the Naim Rasa, that's a Goy, as the whole concept of Erisin doesn't apply by a Ben Noach, as Rashi states, and therefore it's Muchach, then when the Brisa stated, if the Ben Noach was Mizana with Yisrael, it's talking about a Yisraelis that is an Eishes Ish, as Lemaisa in the first case of the Brisa, when it was talking about a Ben Noach that was Mizana with the wife of his friend that was also a Ben Noach, there is no concept of a Naim Rasa, Karmina Bulus Bal Yeshlen, Naim Rasa Inlehen, and therefore at this point we're back to our original question that Lechur in the case of Eishes Ish, in that case we do find that it's Nishtana Misasai, as originally when he was Ben Noach, if he was Mizana with an Eishes Ish, that's the Yisraelis, he'd be Chayiv Sayef, but now that he became Yisrael and he's Mizana with an Eishes Ish, then he would not be Chayiv Sayef and he'd be Chayiv Chenek, and therefore how could the Brisa state that this Ben Noach that became a Ger would be Chayiv if Lemaisa Rav Chanina taught us that once he's Nishtana Dinoi and Nishtana Misasai, then it would be Potter. The Gemara answers, Elakala Bechamur, Meshech Shaicha, that although it's true that it was Nishtana Misasai, but the Shinu Misa in this case is from Saif to Chenek, as when he was a Goy, he would be Chayiv Saif, and now that he's Yisrael, he would be Chayiv Chenek. And since Lefid Rabbanon, the order of the Chumris of Mishla, Askila Shreifa, Harig, and then Chenek, so that's why even Rab Chanina would agree that although this Ben Noach became a Ger, but a Maisi, he'd still be Chayiv Chenek. And as Rashi states in Diva Maschel, El Kal Bechamur, Meshech Shaicha, Kleimel, Oilam Beishishish, Ure Kakashalcha, Mai Chayev, Hari Nishtana Dina, Misasai, In Kan Shino Misa, the Yesh Bechal Misa Chamur, Misa Kala, the Kiyun Mikur Havisayev de Chamura, the Hashtra Misa Schene Kala, Bechal Misa Zuhava, so it's considered as if he didn't change his Misa, the Yoysahi Royal Mithila, and Rashi continues and compares this to the Din of Chanina, Avu Birchas Hashem, Mikur Havisayev Kal, the Hashtra Skila de Chamura, and therefore it's considered Nishtana Misasai, therefore, now that he became a Ger, then he's going to be Potter. However, the Gemara continues and asks, Hanich l'Rabbanon, this works out very well according to Rabbanon, that the order of Misa is Skila Shreifa, Harig, and Chenek, the Amri Sayef Chomer, and therefore Sayef is more Chomer than Chenek. However, El Rab Shimon, the Omar Chenek Chomer, Ma'ik Lameimba, but according to Rab Shimon, that holds that Chenek is more Chomer than Sayef, then certainly it's in Shtana Misasai, and L'Chari L'Fi Rab Chanina, Ger that was Mizana with an Eish Ish, should be pata because it was shtana dinai and shtana misasai. The Gemara answers Rav Shimon Sovala ketan dvei Menasha. The Rav Shimon holds like the Tana that was learned in the Yeshiva Menasha. The Amma kol misa amur l'bnei noyach in el chenek and hold that the standard misa for ben noyach is always chenek and not sayif. And therefore, originally when the ben noyach was mezana with the ishes ish, he would have been chayiv chenek. And now that he became a ger, if he would be mezana with an ishes ish, would also be chenek. And therefore, it's not nishtana misasai. And therefore, even Rav Chanina would agree that since at this point that he became a ger, it's only nishtana dinai, but it's not nishtana misasai. Therefore, he's going to be chayiv, even according to Rav Shimon. Rav Gemara now continues and asks, Bishleim ishes ish may kar chenek v'hashta chenek. Then now it makes sense in the case of ishes ish that originally when he was a ger and he was mizana with an ishes ish, that's a Yisrael, he would have been chayiv chenek. And now that he's a Yisrael, if he would be mizana with an ishes ish, that's a bas Yisrael, then he would also be chayiv chenek, and therefore he would still be chayiv even according to Rav Chanina. El reitzech may kar chenek v'hashta sayiv. But l'chayir l'fir Rav Shimon, in the case where Ben Noach kills a Yisrael, then originally when he was a Ben Noach, he would have been chayiv chenek, as that's a standard misa for Ben Noach. And now that he's a Yisrael, if he would kill a Jew, he'd be chayiv sayif, and therefore it's a shtana misasai. Lefir of Chanina, he should be potter. And why does the Braisa say that he's chayiv? Once again, the Gemara explains kala b'chamur meishich shaycha, that since we're now dealing with the shita Rav Shimon, and according to Rav Shimon, chenek is more chamur than sayif. Therefore, it's not considered that this ger was the shtana misasai, as although originally he would have been chayiv chenek, and now that he's a Yisrael and he kills another Yisrael, he'd be chayiv sayif. But sayif is more kal than chenek according to Rav Shimon, and therefore it's considered like the same misa as chenek, and therefore it's not considered nishtana misasai. And even Rav Chanina would agree that a ben noyach that killed a Yisrael while he was a ben noyach and then he became a ger, that he would still be chayiv, as although it's nishtana dinoi, but it's not nishtana misasai. And the Gemara now continues and tries to bring a raya to Rav Chanina. Let us bring a raya to the din of Rav Chanina from the din of a Nayim Rasa as Sarcha. If Reuven was mezana with Rachel, who was a Nayim Rasa, va'akach bagra, and then she became a bagarist and she's no longer a Naira. So although when someone is mezana with a Nayim Rasa, the chayav skila, but since at this point she's not a Nayim Rasa and she's now a bagarist, so therefore she would be chayav chenek. And the Gemara states beskila my time aloi, and why is it that she would not be chayav skila? La mishum dehoil v'shtani yishtani, and it's based on the svara that we say that since she changed, therefore she changed, and you can't be mechayev askila any longer. And v'kolshkin hachad dishtani l'gamri, and therefore certainly over here where the ger changed in gansin and now he's the Yisrael gomer, then l'chayev he should be pata. However, the Gemara responds that you can't bring raya at all, as a omelie Rabbi Yechon Tana, as Rabbi Yechon said to this Tana, tani tida miskila, that the din in this case should be that she be chayev skila, as l'maisa since originally she was a nayim rasa when she did this Havera, therefore she would be chayiv skila even if she becomes a begeres, and therefore there's no raya to Rav Chanina, and we will stop over here.